الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، أجارني الله وإياكم من النار. ثم أما بعد، all praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. In this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal does something unusual. He discusses in this ayah who the paradise will not include, who the paradise has not been made for. So usually the discussion in the Quran is the quality of the people of the paradise, who enters the paradise. But in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us of a category of people that do not enter the paradise. He began by saying, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. That is the abode of the afterlife, referring to the paradise. Allah Azza wa Jal referred to the paradise with the word that, تِلْكَ. And in the Arabic language, تِلْكَ, it implies honor and loftiness. So Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, that is the abode of the afterlife. It's a high station, it's an elevated station. It is of honor and prestige and dignity. Only those who are huge in their iman in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal will be worthy of entering this paradise. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of them. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said that paradise, نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا. He said, we have made this paradise. He said, تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا. We have made it and assigned it for those that do not seek arrogance and corruption on earth. So the paradise is not for the corrupt that want to corrupt and cause corruption on earth. And it is also not for the one who seeks arrogance on earth. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the outcome, the great outcome, will be for the muttaqeen. Muttaqeen, the pious, the righteous. These are people who their heart was freed of arrogance and any seeking of corruption. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we've learned so far that the paradise will not include those who seek arrogance on earth. What is arrogance? A man came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to him, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ ثَوْبُهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنًا. A man said, Ya Rasulullah, any person among us would love to wear beautiful, elegant clothing. A nice $200 shirt, وَنَعْلًا حَسَنًا. And any one of us likes to also wear beautiful, elegant footwear, something nice and expensive. So the man is asking, Ya Rasulullah, is that arrogance? People like to wear a good brand watch, good clothing, spend money on how they look. The man's confused, is this arrogance or not? So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said to him, Inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah Azza wa Jal, from his names, is that he is beautiful, the most beautiful, and he loves beauty. In other words, no, looking after your outward appearance, spending money on how you look, that's not arrogance. If you seek from that to please Allah Azza wa Jal, you know Allah loves beauty, so I'm wearing in a beautiful manner because this is pleasing to Allah, no problems. This is a means in how you come close to Allah Azza wa Jal. However, if you wore clothing to establish your delusional degree above others, then $5 shirt would be haram, right? Some people will have this attitude. But if you're wearing to please Allah since He is beautiful, there's no problem in this. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will now define what arrogance is. And he will teach him and teaches us as a result. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس. Arrogance is of two things: belittling people and rejecting the truth. So arrogance is of two things: belittling people and rejecting the truth when it comes to you that is found in the Quran and authentic Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's focus on the first one: غمط الناس. Belittling, degrading people. And this type of arrogance was first practiced by Iblis. When Allah Azza wa Jal created Adam in the paradise, and then He commanded all the angels to make a sajda of respect to Adam, they all did so, except for Iblis. He refused, and his justification was, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. I am better than him. He belittled him. He saw for himself more value and worth than Adam. I am better than him. He should make a sajda for me, not the other way around. That's how he's calculated and assumed in his mind, and now he's speaking it on his tongue. That's arrogance, belittling others. Brothers and sisters in Islam, how many of us, our minds and our ego, consistently whispers within us that we are different and we are better than others? This is a continuous battle you'll always have with yourself. I want us, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to reflect and to ponder and to observe next time we speak and we talk to others. I want us to observe the language and how we speak to others, that we see and perceive ourselves to be better than them. Observe our language. Observe our language in the way we speak of those who you think you're better than. Just monitor the words. See how you're talking. I want us, brothers and sisters in Islam, to also watch ourselves. As we look at them with worthlessness, and we refuse to shake their hands, or we extend our hand not interested in shaking their hands. Just observe. We want to observe these kind of attitudes that we have with others and reflect, why? Why did you speak with him with such worthlessness? And why did we immediately want to move our hands from his hand? Just observe and ponder and focus. Could that be a sign of your arrogance? Could it be a sign of arrogance that is within our hearts that we need to work on and cleanse? I want us, brothers and sisters in Islam, to observe and to reflect. When we feel insulted because the one who's addressing me did not address me in a way I saw befitting and I saw deserving of myself, I want us to observe our character. Like sometimes we feel insulted. How come this man didn't address me the way I should be addressed? Who are you, Aslan? Who is us? Who's the human being? How do you think we will be addressed by the angel when we are put in our graves? You think the angel is going to pick you up and say, "Assalamu alaikum, brother, sister, mashallah, we heard of your great record and achievement in this worldly life. We would like to ask you, what is your Lord? Would you be kind enough to give us an answer?" Who does the human being think he is? How would you think the angel would address you? At that moment, you'll know exactly what we are worth in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Human being is weak. Human being is nothing. Don't ever believe that you have a kind of degree above others. And don't we ever fall into this mistake of thinking that we are superior than others. I want us, brothers and sisters in Islam, to observe and reflect. Observe and reflect when that man walked into our house seeking the marriage of our daughter. And we said, no, we reject it. Why did we reject? Was it because of his skin color? Was it because of his race, his ethnicity, his language? What was it? Just observe and reflect. And ask this question to yourself. Because if that's the case, then we're in severe danger. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض, Allah says, ولا فسادا. That paradise is not made for the arrogant. Allah made it for those who do not seek arrogance one bit. We need to observe these matters, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and this disgusting racism and arrogance. Many years ago, it used to be found between one country and another. One country is racist to another country that is different in its race and ethnicity. Today, the matter has become a lot different, a lot more developed. You will find arrogance and racism among people from the same country. Not only that, from the same city. From the same city, the people of the East and the people of the West. People in the West and the people in the East, each they are insulting one another and accusing one another of being stingy, miserly, greedy, no manners. Subhanallah, when they live in the same city, they are supposed to be equal citizens and share the same rights. Yet this arrogance is established among people from the same suburb. Forget about the countries. It will talk about the own city that we live in and how people perceive each other and accuse each other. This is no doubt arrogance that is deep within the heart, requires a huge amount of tawbah and istighfar to clean that up. But the first step is we need to acknowledge it among one another and bring it up in our discussion and in our khutbah. Haven't we heard the message of Allah when he said, "Inna akramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum"? Or did we miss that? Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, "Verily, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah are the most pious, are those that have the most taqwa." A taqwa resides in the heart. You don't even know the level of your own taqwa. How can you be passing judgment over others and believing you're superior than them? Have you seen your own level? And have you measured it with the others? No. So what gives us the right to think that we are superior than others? That's a very clear message from Allah Azza wa Jal, teaching us how to eliminate arrogance and racism from the society. How do we eliminate it? How do we get rid of it? How do I dispel it from my heart and from my life? Keep reminding yourself, "Inna akramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum." Very clear message from Allah to humanity. Have we forgotten that our different colors, our different language, our different ethnicities and race and cultures is actually a miraculous sign from Allah? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Allah said, from among His miraculous signs is the diversity in our color and in our language, in our race, the black and the white and the red and the many different languages that we speak on our tongue. This is a miraculous sign from Allah. You know, a miraculous sign from Allah, like the sun. When we look at the sun, we appreciate, we say, Subhanallah, MashaAllah. So when we look at each other and we see the different colors among us and the different languages among us, this should be a reason for why we are appreciative of Allah. Al-Iman should increase. It's a sign from the signs of Allah. And a sign of Allah increases our Iman. The sign, how have we made this sign of Allah increase arrogance and racism within us? Doesn't make sense. The signs of Allah are to guide us, should increase our Iman. And this is again an ayah that dispels and clears the heart from arrogance and racism. If you're struggling, if we are struggling with racism and arrogance, we remind ourselves, this is a sign from the sign of Allah. If I did not like it, or I spoke something against it, or something ill against it, I'm speaking out against a sign of the signs of Allah. Very dangerous, brothers and sisters in Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah azza wa jal said, Al-kibriya'u rida'i. Pride is my cloak. It's the upper garment of Allah. Wal-azamatu izari. And greatness and supreme is the lower garment of Allah. مَنْ نَزَعَنِي فِي شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُمَا قَذَفْتُهُ فِي النَّارِ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, anyone who challenges me with one of them, I throw him in the hellfire. Al-Kibriya, pride. This is a name of Allah. It belongs to Allah.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint, batteries, tools, toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Whoever challenges Allah with this, in other words, shows arrogance on earth and on the creation of Allah, Allah threatens such a person, he'll throw him in the hellfire. Because that's where arrogance is. That's where arrogance is put on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. The nations before us, my brothers and sisters in Islam also, this is a point I want to mention that helps get rid of arrogance from the heart. The nations before us were a lot stronger than us. And they were given a lot more power and wealth than what we have today. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says about the previous nations, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي مَا إِمْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِيهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, we certainly established for them in such a way we never established for you. They had a lot more. Aad, Thamud, Qarun, Haman, Fir'aun. These are the big names in history. Big money, huge fame, huge popularity, power. They even would say, Man ashaddu minna quwwa. They reached such a point of establishment on earth that the arrogance got so much to their heads and to their hearts, they would say, who's more powerful than us? I'm saying to you, we don't have a fraction of that. So how does it make sense that we believe we are better than others, we have greater power than others, and seek arrogance on the earth of Allah? Those people, where are they now? Where's Ad? Where is Thamud? Where's Qarun? Haman, Fir'aun, all these people, where are they now? Their flesh and their skin has been eaten by a worm. They don't exist anymore. They're gone, they're finished, their history. They are mentioned in the books as an example for us. There's no good mention of them. What did they enjoy on earth? There's no good mention. The only mention in the Quran is, see these people? This is what I've done with them. Because they tried to challenge Allah in His Kibriya. So Allah Azza wa Jal destroyed them and made them a bad mention in the books. Subhanallah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. The one who has this ant weight of arrogance in his heart does not enter the paradise. You know, a dharra, they translate it as atom's weight. That's not the right definition. A dharra is a type of ant. The ants are of many types. But there is a type of ant that is that so small, you cannot see it without a microscope. You need to see it with a microscope. That's a dharra. Whoever has that much of arrogance in his heart cannot enter the paradise. Imagine bigger than that. What is such a person's punishment? If just a tiny bit was enough to say, sorry, you don't enter the paradise. You don't have residence in here. Imagine that a little bit more than that. Imagine the size of a sand grain. That is complete destruction upon a person. That's why Iblis, as soon as he said what he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ, Allah described that as istikbar, arrogance, and he removed him from the paradise immediately. Why did Allah Azza wa Jal remove Iblis from the paradise immediately? Because arrogance does not belong in the paradise. So he took him out straight away. Subhanallah. And people ask, why did Allah call himself Al-Mutakabbir? That's from the names of Allah. Al-Mutakabbir. The great, the supreme, the mighty. Why? So he can teach you and I who we are. We are the human being. We come from dirt. Dirt. How the dirt that's in the backyard. Dirt that's on the street. That if you're to pick up with your hand, you will wash your hand with soap afterwards. How did the human being allow Shaytan to fool him to think he's better than others? We began with dirt, and our ending is dirt as well. And in between these two stages, we carry dirt and filth in our bodies. These are all matters we're supposed to reflect on in order to crush and destroy this arrogance. Because you and I have to meet Allah with zero arrogance in the heart. 1% arrogance, no good. 0.5%, no good. We have to meet Allah with 0% arrogance. None of it exists in our heart. And we're supposed to remind ourselves of how can we achieve this? That's how we can achieve it. Reflect over your beginning. Today, we're going to go to our backyard. We're going to grab some dirt with our hands. We're going to look at it. Does it have any value? Does the dirt have any worth? Does it look like gold to you? Would someone buy it? That's your beginning. That's our beginning. Not only that, that's our end as well. Where did the arrogance develop? We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to cleanse our heart from arrogance. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today, wallah, there are issues in the community. I hear of them. And you know what I say to myself? I say, if only the two of them or one of the two had a little bit of humility, it would have solved the matter. The matter would have been solved. But it's not being solved because one of the two or both have arrogance. Well, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, he came out one day to the companions, gathered them all. He said to them, "Inna Allah awha ilay." He said to them, "Brothers, Allah just revealed to me right now, أَنْتَ وَضَعُ, humble yourself to one another, حَتَّى لَا يَبْغِيَ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, so that you don't transgress against one another. You see what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying? He's saying if you are to be humble with one another, you will not transgress against one another. What does that mean? Meaning if you are arrogant with one another, you will begin to trespass and transgress and rebel against one another. So when I see brothers in the community having a problem, I say, this can't be right. Brothers, Allah said to wa'adaw, be humble to one another, humble to the word of Allah and to the advice of those who understand the word of Allah. If you're told you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong. Humble yourself, accept your mistake and reconcile with your brother. Finished. A little bit of humility would have solved the big issue. But problems are still stuck where they are because of arrogance that is found either in both of them or in one of the two. Subhanallah. This is why even the word arrogance, takabbar, in the Arabic language, yani, it comes on the pattern of tafa'al, which implies tasannu'. Tasannu', yani takabbara means acting arrogant, because you really cannot, you can never ever practice the quality of pride. That's a name of Allah, it's an attribute of Allah. The most we can do is act it out. Takabbara tasanna' al-kibr. Right? He acted. You know how they say, he's acting all tough and big? That's what it is. You're acting, because in reality you're not. He's acting it out. Subhanallah. And that's why the one who did that on earth, you know what his result is on the Day of Judgment? Allah will deal with him opposite than what he wanted. He wanted big and power and respect. He demanded it. On the Day of Judgment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يحشر المتكبرون يوم القيامة أمثال الذر يطأهم الناس بأقدامهم. On the Day of Judgment, those who were arrogant and sought arrogance on earth, they will be gathered on the Day of Judgment the size of a tiny ant, and people will step on them. He wanted to be big, he became really small, people are stepping on him on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Meanwhile, opposite to that was humility. And humility is to lower yourself. Lower yourself. And those who are humble on earth, Allah will deal with them on the Day of Judgment opposite to what they were. So on the Day of Judgment, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَن تَوَابَعَ لِلَّهِ رَافَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Whoever was humble before Allah, Allah raises him on the Day of Judgment. You lower yourself, Allah will raise you. You seek arrogance on earth, Allah will bring that person down. You see, Allah Azza wa Jalla is fair. Subhanallah. So these are the meanings that we have to understand and we have to deliver to one another. Brothers and sisters in Islam. And finally, I share with you the second part of arrogance, and that is batarul haqq, to reject the truth. When you reject the truth, you reject Allah's command. That is arrogance. In fact, that is a worse type of arrogance than the first arrogance we're talking about, which is belittling people. When Allah Azza wa Jal says, pray five times a day for me, do sujood for me, and a person rejects, I don't have time. Why? That's arrogance. That's arrogance before your maker and your creator. He said to you, see this honorable part of your body, your head? Put it down on the earth for me. You said, no, I don't want to. I don't have time. This is arrogance, brothers and sisters in Islam. And the first one to practice this type of arrogance again was Iblis himself. When Allah said to him, make a sajda to Adam, he refused one and he was cursed for a lifetime until he ends up in Jahannam. Wal-iyadu billah. As-salat is humility. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. Congratulate the humble ones. Then he counted their qualities. And from their quality was وَالْمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Those who establish the prayer. Salat is humility. And rejecting any commandment of Allah is arrogance. Allah, really, whether we like to hear this or not, that's the reality. The one who transgresses the laws of Allah knows al-riba is haram, but yet walks in the bank, signs the contract, no problems. And he begins to argue, I don't think it's haram. What am I going to do? This is arrogance, brother. Brothers and sisters, this is arrogance. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The one who doesn't stop consuming al-riba and involving himself in riba contracts, Allah says, then get ready to declare war against Allah and His Messenger. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, the one who consumed al-riba will be given a weapon on the Day of Judgment and said to him, go and fight Allah. Arrogance. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us. If we've fallen into a sin and the human being is weak, he falls into sin, cover it. Keep it private. Feel regret. Feel shame in yourself. Don't ever feel happy about the sin you're doing. Don't ever publicize it, no matter what it is. Because when you keep it private and you cry about it all night and you have a strong addiction to it, you're not able to free yourself from it. Begging Allah, crying the night and crying the day that Allah forgive and wipe your sin. That's humility. You can achieve humility even though you're committing some sins. But the matter is to keep him covered and to run to Allah seeking, begging that forgiveness. But as for the one who commits the sin and then he's happy about it, doesn't care, no shame, no regret, publicizes it on social media, shares it with others, tries to normalize it in society, oh, a big deal, everyone's doing it. Why do we have to always keep saying it's haram, the times have changed? That's the arrogance. That's the arrogance. Not the sin itself. Keep that private. Perhaps you keep it private, you have a big chance on the Day of Judgment, Allah will forgive you. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all my nation is forgiven, except for those who publicize the sin. The one who publicizes the sin, that is arrogance against Allah. That's like, yeah, I know Allah made this haram, but yeah, I'm all right to come out to people and say I'm doing what Allah made haram here. So, arrogance. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us. Finally, brothers and sisters in Islam, I leave you with this hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out one day. He stretched his hand, his palm out to the people, and he spat in his palm. بزق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في كفه. In front of the people. Then he got his index finger and he rubbed it in his saliva. And then he raised it to the people. And he said, يقول الله عز وجل, Allah says, أنا تعجزني ابن آدم وقد خلقتك من مثل هذه. Allah says, how did you, O son of Adam, assume and think that you will be able to escape Allah Azza wa Jal when I have created you from something similar to this? I created you from this. How did you assume that you will escape Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment? Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَتْ فَإِذَا بَلَغَتْ نَفْسُكَ هَذِهِ وَأَشَارَ إِلَى حَلْقِهِ قُلْتَ أَتَصَدَّقْ وَأَنَّ أَوَانُ الصَّدَقَةِ. Allah Azza wa Jal then said, until your soul reaches here, just about to die, then you will say, I will give now, I will pray now, I will commit to the laws now, I will stop al-haram with sins and everything prohibited now. Please, one more chance, I'll make righteousness now. Allah Azza wa Jal would say, وَأَنَّ أَوَانُ الصَّدَقَةِ. That's not the time to give charity. That's not the time now for righteousness. خلاص, your time's over. And a person meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, isn't there not in hellfire a residence for the arrogant? What will save us, my brothers and sisters in Islam? وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah Azza wa Jalla will save those who upheld righteousness in their life to the best of their ability. Always turning to Allah Azza wa Jal, pleasing Him and obeying Him. And if they fall short, they say Astaghfirullah in the early hours of the morning, in the early hours of the night, just before Salat al-Fajr. Remorseful, humble before Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we encourage ourselves to turn to Allah in tawbah and istighfar. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to clear our hearts of arrogance and any wrongdoing and to clean us from all of our shortcomings. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم